we didn't like at all, and we've put nice big crosses through them, which is great. And that mainly that was kind of about improving perceptions, because that can be easily done with spin and everything. But, you know, if you change people's perceptions, it doesn't mean you're actually changing the underlying problem. So there was kind of a bit of an issue about that. It's very similar to your group. There was an issue of what we call validity in the technical terms, which is kind of like you've got this indicator that says this is what we want to measure, but the actual way you're measuring it doesn't really match up. So there was kind of a bit of a mismatch in quite a few on them. We had a few, again, the similar the school thing. They were okay, but you know, you could do better, really, when it came down to it. So we had a few of those, which weren't too bad. We actually had four that we've got okay, which we didn't make any changes to at all, which is quite intriguing. But for,
do you want to tell us what they are?
The one which was improving mental well-being, which is kind of what we're trying to achieve through this anyway. Improve self-assessed general health. I have to put my hand up and say that I kind of influenced that decision because of the work I've done on well-being. And actually, if you take control of lots of different things, when you measure people's well-being on a well-known well-being measure, the thing that's most linked to it is self-assessed health. Because when you ask people how they think about their health, they tend to think about the mental health aspects, and they're very overlapped. So we kept that one in. One was about reducing children's deprivation, and the other one was about reducing the proportion of individuals living in poverty. The measures that are used are very standardised measures of deprivation. The only thing we queried is that we were interested in children living in families who were 70% below the UK median for income, which would be a bigger group than, but we weren't so interested about individuals, sort of older individuals, because we were only going from 60%, so there was kind of a bit of a mismatch there, but generally we were okay with those. Where we thought there was a complete lack, because one of the ones we rejected, surprise, surprise, was build more houses. New houses, that's all we need, as we've seen in Ireland, it works really well. So what we said is actually what we need to be getting a better grasp of is housing needs, but what housing needs to people in different circumstances. So housing that fits people's circumstances in terms of their financial circumstances or their health needs or... very strong one was about actually having sustainability. So it's all about getting people into a house, but it's about giving them the support and that they need so that house then becomes sustainable. And also asking people about, you know, how many times they move and whether they're moving because they're choosing to move or whether they're moving because of their circumstances are forcing them to move. So we thought that was quite something that was missing. There was something about trying to capture areas, sort of mixed space, something about connectivity in communities and finding out if different people are able to use the same place and feel safe and belong in that space. So there was something about there which we kind of touched on, we couldn't quite measure. And then we had two kind of overarching recommendations, if you like.
These new things then, that you're recommending?
No, well, we sort of had our new recommended measures, but we also had some recommendations in terms of something that affected the whole framework thing, if you like. And one was about... any indicators and measures need to be in plain English. Because we had to read and reread and reread and reread the rereads of these measures because we didn't know what they meant. And we also had decided that a lot of the measures focused on, it kind of siloed people into life stages. And we said that we think that the measures should be somehow trying to focus across the life course. That isn't just, you know, people might be elderly, you might be looking after an elderly person who's got problems, your child might be having, you know. Everybody's linked with people at all different stages, so there should be a life course approach, not a life stage fixation.